Hey everyone, welcome back. This week we're tackling the OMNISA update for, September 26th.
That's right.
We've got a pretty hefty stack of internal documents to sift through.
Yeah, definitely a lot to unpack here. New features, bug fixes, definitely keeps things interesting.
It does. Okay, so first things first, we've got to talk about OMNISA 1. The document practically screams it from the rooftops. You know all about this stuff, so what's the inside scoop?
Well, it's kind of a big deal, really. Imagine, like, the biggest digital workspace meetup of the year. That's OMNISA 1.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. But why would someone actually hop on a plane and, like, go in person?
Oh, there are tons of reasons. Direct access to VMware leaders networking with people facing the same tech struggles, and the sessions are super hands-on.
So you're saying I could pick the brains of the people who actually build this stuff. That's pretty awesome.
Precisely.
All right, let's dive into the actual updates now. Mac OS users, rejoice! The macOS Hub just got a little tune-up with version 24.07.1, and guess what? It's all about squashing bugs.
It was time! This is going to be a game-changer for anyone who's been pulling their hair out over those annoying glitches, you know, like accidental profile removals, issues with device management, even those persistent notifications in macOS 15.
Music to my ears. There's nothing more satisfying than a good bug fix, am I right?
Absolutely. A solid foundation is key. And speaking of foundations, let's talk about the Workspace ONE Cloud Admin Hub. Version 24.09.05 just dropped, and the big news is RBAC.
RBAC.
Role-Based Access Control.
Okay, that's a mouthful. In a nutshell, what is it and why should I care?
Imagine you've got a whole team managing Workspace ONE, but not everyone needs access to every single setting, right?
Right.
That's where RBAC comes in. It's like giving each person a key card that only unlocks certain doors.
Okay, I can see how that would be useful. So no more giving everyone the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. More security, better accountability, and way fewer headaches. Plus, it's great for organizations working with, say, external vendors. You can control exactly what they can and can't access.
Makes sense. Now on to some rapid-fire updates. OMNISA Intelligence got a bit of a refresh with version 24.09.23. Mostly performance enhancements, and a fix for that annoying reporting scheduler issue.
Oh yeah, that scheduler bug was a pain. Nothing major, but definitely a welcome change.
Absolutely. And on the topic of small but mighty wins, Workspace ONE Boxer users on iOS and Android can now reply to and forward emails that come in as .email attachments.
It's the little things, right? No more jumping through hoops just to reply to an email.
I hear that. Yeah. Now let's talk security. Any major red flags in this week's update?
Good news, no major security advisories this week, but that doesn't mean we let our guard down, right?
Right.
Always good to keep an eye on the OMNISA Security Response Center, just in case.
Solid advice. Now let's get our hands dirty with some KB highlights. One that caught my eye was KB Article 6202. It's about limitations with the multi-user checkout feature in Workspace ONE UAM 24.06.
Oh, right. That one's a bit niche, but important for anyone using that feature. Basically, there's a known issue using employee-eyed and email address for silent checkout mapping. VMware is on it, but in the meantime, admins need to be aware of this little quirk.
Good to know. Speaking of things admins need to know, there's a pretty big end-of-life announcement in here. The legacy app catalog is riding off into the sunset.
It's true. All good things must come to an end.
So for those who might be new to this whole Workspace ONE thing, break it down for us. What's changing and why should they care?
Well, the legacy app catalog, it's been around for a while, but it's time for an upgrade. VMware is moving everyone to the Intelligent Hub app catalog.
So what does that mean for people who are used to the old way of doing things?
VMware is making it as painless as possible, don't worry. There's a whole KB article dedicated to the migration process. That's KB95774.
Bookmarking that one. But seriously, if you're still using the legacy app catalog, start planning that migration sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Don't get caught off guard. Now, are you ready for a sneak peek at a cool beta feature?
Oh, I love a good beta. Lay it on me.
Workspace ONE Intelligent Hub 24.09 for Android. It's got this really cool feature where you can actually disable factory reset protection on corporate-owned devices.
Hold on. Disable factory reset protection. Isn't that like a security risk?
I know, right? But hear me out. For personal devices, FRP is great, keeps your data safe. But for corporate-owned devices, it can be a headache if, say, an employee leaves and forgets to remove their personal Google account.
I see what you mean. So this new feature gives admins more flexibility.
Exactly. And it's all managed through a new custom settings profile, so admins have granular control. But remember, folks, beta means test, test, test before unleashing it on the world.
Words to live by. Speaking of helpful resources, did you notice they mentioned a new Omnissa link directory?
Oh yeah, that thing is a gold mine. One central hub for everything. Omnissa, customer portals, documentation, support, all in one place. Seriously, go find the link in the show notes and bookmark it, like now!
Already on it. All right, that's it for this part of our Omnissa deep dive. But don't go anywhere, we've got plenty more to cover when we come back. Welcome back, everyone. We're back in the trenches with Omnissa, and trust me, there's still plenty to uncover. Before the break, we were geeking out over the new Omnissa link directory. But let's shift gears for a sec and talk migrations. KB Article 97841 caught my eye. Seems like some big changes are coming for Workspace ONE and Horizon customers.
Yeah, migrations. Always a fun topic.
Not exactly a walk of the park, so what's the deal with this one? Why should our listeners care?
Well, Broadcom, you know, the folks who acquired VMware last year.
Right.
They're moving their EUC division from VMware-hosted systems over to EUC-hosted systems.
Okay, and this is happening when?
April and May 2024 is the current timeline. It should be pretty seamless, but it's always good to be prepared.
Right, absolutely. So what can our listeners do to get ready?
KB Article 97841 is your new best friend. It lays out everything, the timeline, the potential impact, even some steps you can take to make it as smooth as possible.
Awesome. Knowledge is power, as they say. Now let's talk bugs. KB Article 6198 macOS Hub 204.07.1 had a little hiccup during installation on enrollment.
Yeah, that one, small bug, big headache. Basically, installation requests for the macOS agent, you know, Intelligent Hub, were failing when targeting the latest version, 24.07.1.263.
Not good. What was causing all the trouble?
Hash mismatch issue. The installed.pkg file and the manifest verification weren't playing nice during enrollment.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
You said it. Thankfully, VMware already released a fix, so we're all good now.
That's a relief. Now on to a topic that everyone loves to hate: compliance. KB Article 6200, Managing Compliance Profile Versions in Workspace ONE UM.
Compliance, the gift that keeps on giving.
For sure. For those who might not speak fluent compliance, can you give us a quick overview of these profiles in Workspace ONE UM?
Sure. Think of them as like rule books for your devices that make sure everything is configured correctly and meeting those lovely security standards.
Okay, so where do these versions come in and why is this KB article so important?
So you'd think that when you create a new version of a compliance profile, it would just, you know, update the settings on devices with the older version, right?
That makes sense to me.
Well, the current design doesn't quite work that way. Devices don't automatically get those updates. Admins need to do a little extra legwork to keep everything in line.
So it's not quite set it and forget it.
Not exactly, but KB Article 6200 breaks it all down step by step.
Awesome. Now let's talk application management. KB Article 6196. This one's about the modern SaaS architecture in Workspace ONE UM and some of the restrictions that come with it.
Ah, yes. Modern SaaS, the future, is here. But with any new architecture, there are always a few quirks to iron out.
Before we dive into the weeds, can you give us a quick rundown of what this modern SaaS architecture is all about?
Basically, it's VMware's way of delivering Workspace ONE UM as a cloud-native service. More secure, more efficient, easier to manage, lots of good stuff.
It's like a win-win. So what are the downsides?
Well, this KB article focuses on some specific restrictions around application and profile management, specifically where you can manage them within your organization group hierarchies.
Okay, so it's getting a bit granular here.
It is. With modern SaaS, you can only manage those resources at the customer organization group level or below and the partner organization group level or below.
So if you're trying to manage stuff higher up, you're out of luck.
Pretty much. And here's the kicker. VMware found some cases where customers might already have applications and profiles hanging out in those off-limits areas.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, those resources are basically going to be left in limbo unmanageable, and any existing ones at those levels will be uninstalled from devices.
Yikes. Okay, so bottom line, read KB Article 6196. Very carefully.
You got it. Now, one last bug to squash before we move on. CRSVC 52748. KB Article 6000-201 has all the details.
Lay it on me. What was this bug all about?
This one was a real head-scratcher. The Workspace ONE Intelligent Hub for iOS was getting stuck in an authentication loop. Users would enter their credentials, and it would just keep asking them to log in again and again.
That's infuriating.
Tell me about it. Turns out it was an issue with how session tokens were being validated.
So a communication breakdown between the Intelligent Hub and the UEM server.
Exactly. But don't worry, VMware swooped in with a fix. iOS users can breathe a sigh of relief.
Welcome back, listeners. We're in the final stretch of our Omnissa deep dive, but don't worry, we saved some of the juiciest bits for last. Before the break, we were battling those pesky bugs, but let's shift gears and talk about something that can be equally frustrating: Horizon desktops. KB article 58943 caught my eye. It's all about troubleshooting those dreaded agent unreachable errors.
Ooh, agent unreachable, every Horizon admin's worst nightmare.
The absolute worst. So what's the secret sauce for tackling this all-too-common issue?
Well, this KB article is a good place to start. It walks you through some troubleshooting steps, specifically focusing on the messages you might find in those Horizon desktop debug log files.
Time to put on our detective hats and decipher those logs. What kind of messages should we be on the lookout for?
The article specifically mentions messages related to JMS server connections. They're like the messengers between all the Horizon components. Oh, and it also points to potential issues with invalid selectors, which can really throw a wrench in the works.
So the takeaway here is, if you're responsible for keeping those Horizon desktops up and running, this KB article is your new best friend.
Bookmark it. Now, before we wrap things up, I wanted to circle back to something we've been dancing around this whole episode: the sheer volume of information IT pros are expected to juggle these days. It's a lot.
You're preaching to the choir. New features, bug fixes, KB articles. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose.
So any advice for our listeners who might be feeling a little overwhelmed?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, there's no magic bullet. But if I had to boil it down to a few key things, prioritize. You can't be an expert on everything, so focus on what matters most for your role.
Don't spread yourself too thin.
Exactly, and don't be afraid to tap into those resources. VMware's website is a goldmine of information documentation, KB articles, community forums.
Harness the power of the community. Sometimes it takes a village. It really does. And lastly, embrace the chaos. Tech is constantly evolving. It's what makes it exciting.
Easier said than done sometimes, but I like the way you think.
It's all about riding the waves, not letting them crash over you.
Well said. All right, listeners, that wraps up our Omnissa September 26th update extravaganza. Hopefully you walked away with some valuable nuggets of information.
And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The VMware world is vast and constantly evolving, so keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep those devices humming.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, happy virtualizing.